Erev Shabbos, Parashas Vayetze, Tavshin Samachtas. Parashas Vayetze starts out with the travel of Yaakov Avinu going to Be'er Shava to Choron, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the sun set early, that Vayifka Ba'amokim Vayolan Shon Kivo HaShemesh, the sun set, as Chazal tell us, as she says, purposely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it for him that he should stay there. Vayikach Me'avnei HaMokim, and he lay down in that place. And over there in that place, Vayachalim, he had a dream, Vayinei Sulamutz of Arts of Arosha Magia HaShemayma, Vayinei Malach HaLekim Oilem V'yardim Bayit. He had this fascinating dream, as Rabbeinu Bachya says, this was not a regular dream. Ein chaloim zeh kachaloim meisanuhugim bein bnei adam. It's not like a dream that you or I would have. You go to sleep and you dream about things. Very nice. Maybe you have the interpretation. Maybe not. That's not what this was. V'gam einei chaloim shel ruach hakodesh v'lvad. It's not even on the level of ruach hakodesh. Because it would have said Vayikas Yaakov Mishinosay Vihinei Chaloim, like by Parai it says that lashon. He woke up and behold it was a dream. He realized he dreamed something. Ela Chaloim Shel Nevuah Gimura. This is a regular Nevuah. This was prophecy that Yaakov Avinu was experiencing at this point, as the way that Hashem appears and Hashem speaks to a Navi, to Neviim, is Bamare Elav Asvada BaChaloim Adaber Boy. Through a Chaloim Hashem says I speak to my Nevi'im. And so too here, and he goes through a lengthy discussion with Rebbe Chai exactly what the Nevu'ah was and what it made references to, but we could assume that this, the Malachim going up and down on the ladder between Shamayim and Aretz, we understand this is a tremendous Nevu'ah, and Hashem is standing above him as the Pasuk says, and he relates to him, and he says, Shem Elokei Avraham Avicha Elokei Yitzchak, this land is going to be given to you, etc., etc., etc. Then finally, the pasuk says, "Vayikatz Yaakov mishenosa." Yaakov wakes up from his sleep. Vayom, and he says, "Ochen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh." I realize now that this is a holy place. I realize Hashem is in this place, and I didn't know. Vanochi lo yadati. And he realized what was this place. Ein zekim beis alekim v'zeh shar shemaim. This is the makom hamikdash where he was sleeping, which is corresponding directly to the Makom HaMikdash and Shemayim. That's where the Malachim were going up and down. This is the Shar of the Beis HaMikdash, Shar Shemayim. So why does Yaakov tell us that I didn't know about this? And why does the Torah have to relate to us that this was Yaakov was talking to himself and saying, V'noichi lo yodati, I didn't know this. So he didn't know this, and now you know. So Rashi says, V'noichi lo yodati, I didn't know this. She'im yodati, because had I known this, lo yashanti b'makom kadosh hazeh. Had I known this was such a holy place, had I known this was the place which was destined to be the Beis HaMikdash, lo yashanti b'makom kadosh kazeh, I would not have slept in this place. So there's a famous word, a famous principle, which Reb Chaim Shmulevitz lays down here. And he says, what do you mean, Yaakov Avinu? You would not have slept over here? You think Yaakov Avinu was going to sleep? He was just, you know, he got into his pajamas and had a good night's sleep. The whole sleep over here was to get this Nevuah. We know that the Arizal already disclosed that the great Seides, the secrets of Torah that he got, was when he slept. Not when he was learning while he was awake, but it was when he slept. So Yaakov Avinu was told, Vayachalim, as Rabbeinu Bechai points out, Vayachalim, he had this great Nevuah. So what do you mean you wouldn't have slept in this place? You should have slept in that place. If you would not have slept in that place, you would not have gotten this Nevuah, Yaakov Avinu. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Ein ha-matoro machshirim et ha-emtzayim. That's because the goal that a person will get from things that he do, the things that he does not therefore make good the emtzayim, the means. It means the ends don't justify the means. Just because a person will accomplish so much, that doesn't justify the means in the ways that he gets to it. In other words, and therefore he says, if this was a makom kadosh, and if I was not allowed to sleep over there, Yaakov Avinu says, I would not have slept over there. Even though it wouldn't mean I would have lost that under the Nevuah, I would not have seen this Nevuah, I would not have gotten this great experience of prophecy over here. Yaakov Avinu tells us, he says, and that is that if I can't do this because it's not allowed, Minat Torah, then I would not have done such a thing. As is explained, the name of the Briska Rav, quotes in Gemara and Yevam, is that the Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is, even though the Beis HaMikdash is not standing there right then, and he means even after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, or even prior to the Beis HaMikdash going there, but it's already been prepared for that, also has a Din Kedusha, the Gemara says. And therefore Yaakov says, since this place has a Din Kedusha, this place is a Makom Kaddish, it's a place of holiness, I should not have slept over there. No matter what there was to gain, no matter what results would have come out of it, one cannot do that and cannot make cheshbonos based on what the goals are. As the Chafetz Chaim once told a person, Mirdach ta nisht eiftan. We have to do what the Torah says, not to eiftan, not to accomplish. What do you mean? No, are we here to accomplish? No, we're here to do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to do. We're here to do what is within the parameters of the Torah. Whether that will result in things, that's entirely up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which really is it can be understood and should be looked at in the context of a person's bitachon. Do we have to have bitachon a Kadosh Baruch Hu that all our goals that we have to get to, whether that's spiritual goals, material goals, will come only through the means that are allowed to be taken. Only through the means that are permissible through the Torah. That goes in a very practical sense. Person has to make a living. So he says, well, you know, I see there's an opportunity here to make a living as an opportunity for me to make a lot of money over here, but I have to sort of ignore one halach in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat to get to that. Yeah, but that's okay, because then I can give a lot of tzedakah afterwards, I'll make a lot of money, and I can support a lot of institutions. And the Torah says, that's not a cheshbon to make. If you have to transgress one iota of the Torah, then that's already not for what someone to do. And here from Yaakovini we see even it goes in a spiritual sense, in a ruchni sense. Yaakovini says, look at the nevuah I could have gotten. Look at the nevuah and I could have set up for generations of how my children should live, as he did, as he taught the Shvatim, based on the nevuah that he had. Yaakov says, had I known this was a Makom Kaddish, I would not have done that. There's a mice in the times of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, and Reb Chaim Moiser Grudzinski, the Rav of Vilna, that there was a time where the government, the Russian government, says that all Rabbanim and all yeshivas have to learn Russian. And they have to go to school and learn the language, and this way they have to be practicing rabbis. They have to be able to speak the language of the land, and without that, we revoke their rabbinic licenses. They won't be able to be rabbanim, won't be able to be teach Torah. So it was a massive meeting amongst rabbanim. So the Reb Chaim Moiser was the chairman of the meeting, and that meant that because of his great stature, no one was allowed to speak or put in his two cents without getting permission from the chairman, Reb Chaim Moiser. Reb Chaim Moiser said, before I start the meeting, he says, one condition. There's one person who's allowed to speak out of line, doesn't need my permission, and that's Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. He says he can speak whenever he wants, he's allowed to speak. And indeed, the meeting went on, going on for hours, and people are saying things. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, we got up and rebut the arguments that everyone would say. Until one person, one Rav, who had permission to speak, he gets up and he says, Rabbi, say, what are we going to do? The Rabbanim won't be able to be Rabbanim if they're not going to learn Russian. So he won't have a Rabbanim anymore. So who won't have Rebbeim? Won't have Rabbanim? Who's going to teach the Torah? He says, the whole Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik told this person, says, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. Before Moshe Rabbeinu was to depart from this world, he told them, told Klal Yisrael, that there'll be a time when, this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who told Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Hinech HaShechi V'amai V'Secha, you will pass on. There's a time when Klal Yisrael will go after to the Avodah Zarah of the times, whatever it may be. I'm going to bring tzoros, rabbis on Klal Yisrael. Rois, rabbis, tzoros on Klal Yisrael. V'yatzu. So now, kisvul chemes hashira hazoyis. You write this Torah. V'lamdes yisvenei shol. And v'hoya. And when it will be kisim sena oisei rois rabbis v'tzaris, when all of these troubles will befall Klal Yisrael, v'onsa hashira hazoyis lefanav la'ed, you'll take out this Torah. Ki lois yishokach mipi zarei. Because this Torah will never be forgotten from your children. So Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik said, the Torah promises, ki lois yishokach mipi zarei. The Torah will never be forgotten. That's not our cheshbon anymore. The Torah promises the Torah will not be forgotten. If this is something that we're not allowed to do, if this is something that is not within the confines of the Torah that we're allowed to do, then we have nothing to worry about. We have to do what we're allowed to do. He says, if the Rabbanim won't teach Torah, he says, so the shoemakers will teach Torah. Torah won't be forgotten. We have to do what the Torah says. And again, it's an element of bitachon. We have to trust the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that within what He allows us to do, we're allowed to do, and beyond that, we don't have to worry anymore. Beyond that, we're not allowed to do, and then if we don't have to worry about it, and therefore we're not allowed to do it. And that's what Yaakov Inu says, I didn't know. I would not have slept over here. I think we have to add one point over here, and that is that Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim that before Matan Torah, the Avos actually were allowed to make cheshbonos. Why? Because the famous question is that how could Yaakov Inu marry two sisters if the Torah says you're not allowed to, and the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula? Find it by Avram Avinu. The Gemara says, "Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekeilev Yishmer Shmarti Chokayisi V'Teiroisim Mitzvayisi." He kept Kol HaTorah Kula, even the Rabbanon Zayir of Tavshilin. The Gemara says, "So Yaakov Inu Yisum also." So the Ramban says, "No, he only kept it in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rachel died before going back to Eretz Yisrael." Chaim Voloshin says, "The Yisaidi says no, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. However, since the Torah wasn't given yet, so the Avos with the Ruach Hakodesh that they had were actually allowed to make a cheshbon." That if to do something which the Torah later would prohibit, if they felt it actually was a greater tikkun for the Bria, that there would be accomplished more by going against what the Torah would prohibit, they were allowed to do that. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, once the Torah was given, we have no right to make that cheshbon anymore. Once the Torah was given, we only live by the Torah. But prior to Matan Torah, prior to accepting the Torah, the Avos were allowed to make that cheshbon, and therefore Yaakov Inu made a cheshbon. It is better to marry two sisters, according to Chazal Medrash, four sisters, Bilhah and Zilpah, also with the daughters of Lavan. He's allowed to marry them because that's the way he was able to give birth to Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, so then we have a kash on this whole vart from Chaim Shalevitz. So what's Yaakov Inu saying? Shim Yodati, Lo Yashante, would not have slept. Why? If you're going to get this great nevuah, so you should have slept over there. Aye, this is a makom kodesh, so what? But you're allowed to make this cheshbon. Things are good kasha. Somebody has to give, either Reb Chaim Shmulevitz or Reb Chaim Volozhin over here. So could be we could say, no, they're both emes. And they both agree to each one's principle. And Yaakov Inu was saying over here, if I have a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to marry, or prohibition, not allowed to marry, and isn't to marry two sisters. I don't know all the cheshbonis of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, why he said don't marry two sisters. But if the Torah wasn't given yet, and I wasn't commanded to keep the Torah, I'm doing it on my own, I can make a cheshbon, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, I can make a cheshbon that it will be better for the world, it will be better for the Rabbeinu Shlomo, better for Klal Yisrael to marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah, or four sisters, Bilhah and Zilpah as well. And I'm allowed to do that. Because I don't know all the cheshbonis of why you can't marry two sisters. But when it comes to sleeping in a makom kodesh, Yaakov Inu says, I myself, I don't know what the cheshbonis of particular mitzvahs may be. But to sleep in a makom kodesh, this is kaviyachol, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. No matter what great accomplishments I can get, no matter what the results will be, the benefits will be getting this nevuah, I can't sleep in a makom kodesh. If you think of a mashal, let's say, mashal abad of a daimon. Person only wants the best for the king. Now the king never told him particularly, the king never said, you know what, I don't want you to come sleep in my bedroom when I'm sleeping over there. Now even though the person would say, you know what, the king never told me that, and therefore if I have a great goal that will come out of it, to go into the king's bedroom and sleep over there, I should do it. Never told me I can't, so it can't be prohibited. but a person who said, I should go into the kids, that's the greatest zilzul. That's the greatest disgrace to go into the king's bedroom. It's a makom kaddish, kaviyachol. I can't do that. So that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. Yaakov Avinu said, even though I know Reb Chaim Volozhin said that I could make a cheshbon at times, but a makom kaddish, to sleep in a makom kaddish, that I wouldn't do. And that's where Yaakov Avinu's boundary was. He says, that's where I draw the line. A makom kaddish to sleep there, had I known it was a makom kaddish, I would not have slept there. No, that was Yaakov Avinu's cheshbon, that if it was a makom kaddish, he would not have slept there. For us, we don't have to make cheshbonis anymore, because we know exactly what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. And therefore, what the Torah permits us to do, we can do. Beyond that, we don't. There was a mice a few years ago, the Rabbi Leib Steinman, Schlieb, made a trip to several places in North America, South America. He came to one place in South America, and he met over there with people who were involved in the Kiruv Rechaikim. And they asked him certain questions, and they said that they want to do certain programs which will bring men and women together in a certain way that was questionable, if that was permissible to do. And they explained to him, if we don't set up in this way, that to bring the men and women together in such a setting, he says, then they won't come. Then the secular Jews won't come. Won't be able to teach them Torah, won't be able to guide them. So they presented this question to Rabbi Aaron Leib. What did Rabbi Aaron Leib tell them? So they won't come. It's not our job to make them come. It's our job to do things which the Torah allows us to do. Well, whatever was in the guidelines and the parameters of Torah, that we can do, we're mechuyev to do, we're obligated to do, try to be makarv as many people, try to do as many mitzvahs as we can do, whatever is allowed to do. If it's beyond the boundaries of what the Torah allows us to do, our job is not to accomplish, our job is to do. Like the Chofetz Chaim said, midaf tan, nisht aiftan. We have to do what we have to do. Beyond that, we have to have bitachon that the Rebbeinu Shlom says, that's not where I want you to put your efforts in. That's not where I want you to extend your energies. That you don't have to do. Our job is what? To keep the Torah. Beyond that, we have bitachon that the Rebbeinu Shlom will make us successful. A good Shabbos.